We are at the very end of the month of July, dedicated to the most precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through which means, in particular, He saved us from all our sins and granted to us eternal life. And of course, tomorrow we also celebrate a feast that is very important to the history of the Church, if not to the essence of the Church, but to the history of the Church. And of course, we will speak about it tomorrow, the feast of St. Ignatius de Loyola, another of my confreres from the area of Navarre, from where my father is, and the Battle of Pamplona and so forth, which we shall see tomorrow. But today, we have this day that the Church dedicates not only to the priesthood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and of course, it is His Mass that we celebrate, but especially to the Most Holy Eucharist. It is His priesthood that brings us the Eucharist. And the Eucharist comes to us, first of all, from Mary, who gave to Christ, by her agreement with the Archangel St. Gabriel, to become the mother of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Mother of God, therefore. It is only from her body, only from her blood, that we have the Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. And of course, the human soul, and He has two, and there was a heresy, you know, monothelitism and so forth, and monophysitism, that denied the fact that there was a true body, a human body, and a true soul, a human soul, in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, true God and true man. A dogma of the faith, about which we speak especially in the Creed, the Nicene Creed, which was not just from Nicaea, but from several councils. And so, today, we honor our Lord Jesus Christ in His priesthood and in the Eucharist, which is given to us by His priesthood. Can you imagine what it must have been like? And of course, the readings today particularly point out to the origin of the Eucharist. Could you imagine what it must have been like to have been at the Last Supper? You know, most of us, when we go to a banquet or a special dinner, there's a lot of laughter and carrying on and so forth. That was not the Last Supper. The Last Supper was quiet and silent in a very special way, unless our Lord Himself broke the silence. And then there was teaching, much teaching, as all of the history of the Old Testament, beginning with Abel and Melchizedek and all the prophets, were one after the other brought by God to teach us, to prepare us for Christ. And then our Lord says, I will not drink of the fruit of this vine, that is wine, until the kingdom of God is established. Of course, some people say, well, that means that until the end of time. No. Do we not know our faith well enough? Jesus Christ was to taste of this wine, of His most precious blood, that very night in the Garden of Gethsemane. And all the blood that He would spill there, that was the wine, the fruit of the vine about which He was speaking. And then the carrying of the cross and the scourging and the crowning with thorns, everything else that is entailed, that is contained implicitly and explicitly in the most holy sacrifice of the Mass, in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Do you realize that every time you're here before this altar, especially at Mass, all these mysteries take place? They unfold one after the other, as the most wondrous and most beautiful novel that tells us of the history of our salvation. So today, as we honor the Eucharist, as we honor Christ, the eternal High Priest, let us honor Him indeed, truly and fully, and especially when we receive Him worthily in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Let us adore Him and with Him taste of the fruit of the vine. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.